Hi, this is Lisa Gort. I'm the Helen Hospital School Mental Health Care Manager.
All right, Lisa, let's talk a little bit about what you do on a day-to-day basis. What does a school mental health care manager do?
So my role as a school nurse mental health care manager is part of the Helen Hospital School Nurse Program, and just the main goal of the position is to make sure that students are receiving the proper support and education through appropriate referrals and resources while we're trying to focus on positive outcomes for the student. So every day is a little bit different. It may be meeting with a student to discuss how their treatment plan is going. It might be talking with a guidance counselor or a social worker about the student and how they might be engaging and functioning in school. I speak with parents about what they're seeing at home and if they have questions or concerns. And I'll work with other trained staff members to administer screenings for a student who might be experiencing some suicidal thoughts. So every day is a little different depending on the needs of the student.
Well, you spend a lot of time with the great kids at Holland Middle School, one-on-one, and as you do that, what are some of the things that you're encouraged about, and what are some of the things that you're kind of worried about for the kids?
Sure. So I am encouraged by their openness about their struggles and recognizing that they need help. And they're open to ways that they can deal with their emotions and feelings, like new coping strategies or, you know, help from a therapist. They're pretty insightful about why they struggle or how they struggle. And I'm also really encouraged by their willingness to engage with our school staff and just see how they're developing a trusting relationship with an adult who wants to help. So that's what's encouraging. A couple things that are a little bit worrisome. I have spoken with some of our staff here at the middle school, and they do recognize that some students demonstrate a lack of problem-solving skills with like social or relational challenges. And then they have this less than optimal ability to navigate those circumstances without like shutting down or catastrophizing a situation, right? So that can be difficult for some of our kids. A big concern for me is like how and when they use technology to communicate, as well as their ability to access the internet for entertainment in a way that they don't have to be bored or they don't have to interact with others on a personal level, and then, you know, not forgetting the social media scene and just a tendency to compare themselves to others. You know, this is such a crucial time when kids are exploring who they are as a person, as a friend, a child, a sibling, a student, and what does that look like for them down the road. And I think social media can have a positive influence as well as a negative influence on our kids.
Well, a lot of these things that you're talking about are the same things that we're going to be talking about on Thursday at our Thrive Together event. Tell me a little bit about that event. What does it look like? What can people expect when they head to the event on Thursday night?
Yeah, okay. So I would say this is going to be a very great informative night for people that want to recognize maybe when a mental health situation starts to come to fruition, or for families that are like, okay, so like we've been through this, and so a little information would be even better. So we're going to have Jeff Elhart and Bella and Christy Buck from the Be Nice organization here. They're going to be doing a presentation along with Karen Lake, our school counselor. Officer Wedevin, our school resource officer, is going to be do a little bit of a presentation, as well as Superintendent Cassidy and myself on what HPS has and what community resources there are. There's going to be activities for students during the same time that parents are getting this information, and so they'll be doing things, different activities like coping skills bingo and a music and mood game. And then we're going to have a pizza dinner for everyone, and then following that we're going to be doing some family coping strategies and stress buster stations. So families and students will go to individual stations, such as making your own stress ball, and what about like making some coping cards. And then also we're going to have some aromatherapy sachet stations and a gratitude journal station. So it's going to be very activity-based, which is wonderful. And then among those stations, we're going to have community organizations here, like LA Mental Health, like Holland Rec Department, because, you know, when we look at mental health, we're looking at how physical health impacts mental health. We have the Lead Light Counseling, and we have La OOP, and we have Central Wesleyan's The Landing, which is a support group for our teens. So it's going to be a super great night. This is going to be so worth your while to come out. You will not be disappointed.
Well, one of the things that Holland Public Schools is focusing on this year is building thriving students and families. When you think about that focus and you think about what you see every day, you know, how does that focus make Holland Public Schools right for families in the city?
Yeah, so I feel like Holland Public Schools is uniquely resourced in this area to help our students and families. You know, we've instituted the Be Nice program. That's a district-wide initiative, and you can learn more about that at the Thrive Together night. Our staff's also trained to identify and recognize students that might be struggling with their mental health. We have professional staff members that are able to offer families the resources, the referrals, and the support to help their student. Our district partners with communities and schools coordinators who assist students and families with support and resources. We have school nurses assigned to every building in this district. And then if more intensive support is needed for an individual, my role as a care manager can accommodate that additional layer of support. We also have several area providers that are delivering on-site therapy services to students who have barriers to getting those out in our community. And I should also mention that our school staff implement social-emotional learning curriculum to help provide students the strategies they need to navigate their emotional health. So once again, I just think Holland Public Schools is very resourced in this area, and I think that makes Holland Public Schools right for families.
Lisa Gort, School Mental Health Care Manager from Holland Hospital Nurse Program, thank you so much for everything you do, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, and I hope to see everyone on Thursday night. Come out. It's going to be a great night. Thank you.
If you want more information about the Thrive Together event on Thursday, we invite you to visit our website at hollandpublicschools.org.